There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, it's no secret that delivery services have seen a huge uptick in business since the coronavirus outbreak. We've been speaking with one local delivery company that told us that the pressure on them to deliver has quadrupled. Ravi Tharoor is the Chief Strategy and Commercial Officer of Geebly, which is a tech-driven delivery solution for businesses to run last-mile logistics operations. We began by asking Ravi to tell us more about what business has been like over the last few weeks for Geebly.
The ground has shifted. Last mile delivery or deliveries happening from restaurants and e-commerce especially. People have been ordering a lot on online. And same with F&B. We saw that shift with food and beverage brands going to cloud kitchens, groceries going to dark stores, and coronavirus, of course. The curfew and people working from homes and staying homes has completely changed the business model. In terms of the number of deliveries have increased. The pressure on us to fulfill has quadrupled.
Now, Ravi went on to tell us that the sudden rise in demand has forced them as a company to tweak and change their business model.
We are constantly tweaking the business model, bringing more resources in to meet the customer demand. There's pharmacies that have come on board, groceries, of course. We had other major players already on board. Those numbers have shot up, and we are trying to meet the demand. We're running to fulfill the demand. That's what we're doing at the moment.
He went on to explain what kinds of trends that they're seeing on the ground at the moment when it comes to last mile deliveries.
Everything is being delivered. I mean, not to mention fast food, groceries. I mean, when you look at groceries, it's not just the vegetables and the fruits. There are the FMCG goods. We're delivering shampoos, high-end shampoos and cosmetics for some of our customers. We are delivering, of course, e-commerce, your microwaves and water heaters and all kinds of products. Everything to do with a home. In terms of food and otherwise.
So is the new norm the norm that will be the new norm after the new norm, or the old norm becomes the new norm? We asked Ravi if he thought the consumer behavior will change for the good after this is all over.
I think so. I mean, if you look at F&B, let's take F&B for an example. I think people would say that it was 80-20, 80 dining in and 20 drive-through and takeouts. Those numbers are changing. I think by the time we finish, hopefully it finishes soon, this crisis, we will see a lot of people already switched on to online ordering and expecting things to be delivered home or to their offices. That shift was anyway happening. And I think it's going to be more pronounced once we come out of this crisis. I can tell you people who were sitting on the sidelines of not wanting to have F&B or otherwise other things delivered, they have already switched to the delivery model.
Demand quadrupling. Certainly the figures look good, but there must be a few challenges. That's why we asked him, what challenges are they facing right now?
On the one end, we have customers who are hungry, and you know, hungry makes angry. The expectations are very, very high. They look for deliveries to be done in a very efficient, very quick manner. But if you look at the other side, if you look at the complexity of the entire process, I'm again taking F&B for an example. We have the restaurants who have to prepare a meal. The technology is integrated as soon as they prepare something, or even before they prepare, a request is placed for a delivery partner, and that request then comes into our technology side. Then we have to assign to a rider. The rider has to appear or reach a restaurant, pick it up, and then make his way or her way to the client.
Ravi went on to tell us that they're using technology to cope with the increased demand for deliveries.
We have 7 to 8 touch points that we capture on our technology, and we are monitoring it on a regular basis. We have a back-end team that purely looks at the entire process and sees, okay, where the time lags are, where the issues are. So if you look at the process, there's so many variables. The restaurant, the preparation, the rider's journey, and not to mention the client at the extreme end. If the client chooses to change locations or decides to change their mind in terms of receiving something, then that complicates the entire process. Everything is delayed. So we work on efficiency. A rider has to do an X number of orders for the business model to make sense.
That was the Chief Strategy and Commercial Officer at Geebly, Ravi Tharoor, explaining that hungry means angry, which therefore means hangry.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.